You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team. How are we doing? Coach Dana Cavalier here with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And I'm coming at you this morning from Freedom Farms in upstate New York, my little getaway. So I'm happy to be here with everybody today. And I want to start off with a quote. And this is a quote that I came up with this morning. In association with a blog I wrote this morning as well. And it says, those who wait until they are ready to do something almost never do anything. They are known oftentimes as a waste of talent. Wow. Waste of talent. Bold words actually taken by the star of A Bronx Tale, the writer of A Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri, right? Nobody wants to be a waste of talent. There's nothing worse than a waste of talent. And it's just a place and a position that nobody wants to be in or should be in. But let's talk about it. Today, I talk about readiness and I talk about skill acquisition. I come across so many people that say, Coach, I'm not ready yet. And then they give you all the reasons why. Or I'm not sure that I know enough about this yet, right? And they use these words yet, they use the word ready. And I let them know this, listen, nobody's really ready. Nobody was really ready to take the first step, but they were ready enough to take the first step. And that's the key. You just have to take the first step. I've watched so many Major League Baseball players take their first at bat. And they're nervous, right? They're a little bit nervous. They never did it before. They never played in a big league stadium before. I've watched so many young salespeople for the first time make their first sales pitch. They never did it before. They're a little bit nervous. I've watched public speakers. I've been a public speaker. I am a public speaker. And to this day, I still get nervous before I get on stage. And then I let it happen and I make it happen. And I'm out there for a good 45 minutes to an hour, me and the crowd, going back and forth, teaching concepts, teaching people, motivating people, inspiring people. But there was a time I never did it before. And I'll never forget this talk I had. This was with a gentleman named Dennis Donovan. And he ran a baseball facility on Long Island in New York. And I had to go do a speech in Houston, Texas. And I was walking around nervous, and he could tell my energy was a little bit off. And he said, hey, D, what's going on with you? And I said, well, Dennis, I fly out to Houston in the morning to do a talk. And it's a 6-hour all day talk and workshop. And I've never done that before. And he sat back and he smiled. He crossed his arms and he said, well, let me ask you this. Who knows your material? Your material better than you? And I said, well, nobody, because it's my material. And he said, that's exactly right. Nobody knows your material better than you. So just go out there with everything you have and share what it is that you have to share. And the same holds true for anything that we do. You know, whether you're a first-time surgeon, whether you're an entrepreneur, maybe a seasoned entrepreneur, and you're starting a new venture, or you're not a seasoned entrepreneur and you're starting a business, or you want to start a side business, or you're a first-time head coach and you're so worried about getting that first win. Whatever it is that you are and whoever it is that you are, remember this, just take the first step. You got to take the first step. And after you take that first step and you do something once, ready? Here's the key. Listen here. After you do something once, that first time you do it will be the worst time that you do it. Meaning, when we do something for the first time, it's our first time, we don't really have a whole lot of experience. If we commit to what I call SAT, the real SAT, which is skill acquisition training, we will only get better and better and better and better. And the more we train, and this is the whole idea behind training, this is really the whole idea behind coaching, is the more we train and the more we get coached, the more confident we become in what it is that we do. So the more we train, the more we're coached, the more confident we become in what it is that we do. And when we get that right, everything changes. It's a game changer. So it's very important that we remember this, that the first time we do something will be the worst time we do it. It'll be our most challenging time. Does that mean forever you'll be free from being a little bit nervous? I was listening to Bruce Springsteen do an interview a couple months ago. And he said, to this day, before I step on stage, I still feel nervous. Bruce is 70-something years old. I want to say right around 74 years old. He's been all over the world, sold millions and millions of albums, one of the biggest stars in rock and roll. And he still gets nervous, but he always takes the stage. He always takes the stage. And you always have to take the stage. That's what it's about. So you're going to battle, am I ready versus I am ready, or I am not ready, right? We can oftentimes tell ourselves, I'm not ready. I'm not ready because I'm not ready because of this. I'm not ready because of that. Or I'm ready. I have what I have and I'm going to give my best today. Two very different states with one word that's different, right? I am not ready versus I am ready. I am not ready versus I am ready. So just get rid of the not. And realize that by taking the action today, you're more ready than you were before you took the action. And this goes for anything. I work with a lot of salespeople. And sometimes when they're selling to bigger brands, right? Some of the big household names, they get more nervous than when they're selling to maybe a smaller brand that's not as well known, because they get caught up in, well, I'm not ready because I've never presented to this company or a company that's this well known before or a company of this size before. And all of that will strengthen the I am not ready versus I'm as prepared as I could be. I know what I know and I'm going to give it all I got. And therefore, I am ready. And from today, after I take my first step and my first action, I'm going to get better and better because of my skill acquisition training and my coaching. And that's what I love about coaching people, right? When you get to coach teams and companies and CEOs and executives and aspiring leaders, you get to really help them overcome a state of mind, which is I am not ready versus I am ready. And the same is true even as it relates to their health. You know, when you help somebody reform their health, right? They want to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds. They want to improve their overall physique. They want to change their energy profile. When you're helping somebody with that, they don't get results the first day. So you have to let them know this is a long-term process, but because you're taking that first step, you're ready. And then tomorrow you take another one and another one and another one. And when you start to stack those wins, which is just showing up every day and doing the work, you get more and more ready and you get more and more convicted and you buy in more and more and more because of the action that you took that first time. And I see so many folks that just don't take the first action, because they always feel like they're not ready or they have to be perfect. And perfection equals ready. And that's not always true, because there's no way you could be perfect if you've never taken the first step, because you're trying to be perfect at something in your head. You don't actually have the field experience to be as ready as you need to be, because so much of competency comes down to a readiness that is the result of taking an action and making an adjustment, taking another action and making an adjustment. Like when I first started this show, I didn't know what I was doing, but every week I show up. So now I'm hundreds of shows in and I'm very ready. I taught myself, how do you start a podcast? How do you do it? How do you set up the equipment? What's the best equipment? But when I first started, I had terrible equipment. I remember walking around my apartment at that point with a laptop and a portable microphone. Sometimes I didn't even have a microphone and I was talking into it and the sound quality was poor. But I said, every day I do this, I'm going to get better and better and better and better. And that's what I committed to, and that's what I want you to commit to. So my lesson for you this week is, you are ready. And don't believe that you're not ready. If you do the work and you have passion and you have excitement for what it is that you do, and you can tell yourself, I am ready, versus, well, I need more skill, I need to learn more. You're going to learn more if you're committed to SAT, skill acquisition training, and you make the decision today that you're ready to take the first step. Take the first step, then commit to skill acquisition training, and then commit to coaching. And when you get coached, you get better and better because you're accountable to that skill acquisition training, and you have somebody pushing you to take that first step, whether it's in starting that business, whether it's in becoming a better leader or manager, better salesperson, or improving your overall physicality and or mentality. That's what it's about. That's what this show is about. The Becoming a Champion show is all about helping you gain that performance edge and becoming a champion. That's it. Champions believe they can win. They believe in themselves. They believe in their teammates. And they do whatever it takes to get to that next step in their journey. So remember, ready is actually a state of mind and it's actually an attitude. But most importantly, it's a willingness to take that first step. So this is Coach Dana Cavalier with the Becoming a Champion show. I hope you enjoyed today's message. And like I always say, if you did, please share it with a teammate, share it with a friend, share it with somebody that needs to hear this message today and help us build this team of champions. Because there's nothing more powerful than a group of people committed to excellence and becoming a champion. And for those of you that aren't on my daily blog, head on over to danacavalier.com. I do a daily blog Monday through Friday. It's literally 30 to 60, maybe 90 second read just to get you peak every single day. It's a short read, great stories to just keep you peak and help you optimize your performance. So head on over to danacavalier.com. And for those of you on YouTube, if you can, give us a thumbs up, give us a like, give us a subscribe. And for those of you that are listening on iTunes, if you can give us a review, that would be great. 5 stars, please. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you coming out each week and being a part of the show. Keeps me motivated, keeps me inspired. And most importantly, it keeps me ready. So that's what I got for you this week. Go out and execute. Win today. Just focus on going out there and winning today. And if you do that, you'll be ready to do it again tomorrow. This is Coach Dana Cavalier with the Becoming a Champion show, and I'll see you next week. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalier would love to be your coach. Head on over to danacavalier.com.